Believers in China face an emerging threat. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll discuss how Christians can pray and respond. Meanwhile, a new animation project will bring the gospel to kids in hard-to-reach places. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in China, where the government has been waging war against cults for two decades. They're trying to draw a clear line around religious activity that the government deems unacceptable. New anti-cult education bases continue to open up across the nation. The challenge is, who gets to define what a cult is? Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says it's part of a trend they're sensing where
it's just more difficult to walk in compliance with what the communist officials there are asking our Christ-following brothers and sisters to do within China.
Bibles for China acknowledges the delicate balance between serving Christ in partnership with local churches and navigating new government regulations. Rovenstein is concerned regulations might single out some expressions of the church in China. They might also spark disunity between registered and unregistered congregations.
If they're espousing the beliefs of the Bible and putting their faith in Christ alone, you know, they're my brothers, regardless of what particular political bent they have within China. And this does set itself up to drive a wedge in between that harmony. Whether it's intentional or not, it's a possibility. And I pray that that doesn't happen.
Pray for wisdom and spirit-led unity among Chinese Christians. More in the full story at our website. Next, according to the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Tunisia remains one of the world's toughest places to follow Christ. It has a rich Christian history, yet believers make up less than 1% of the population in this North African nation. We're withholding names for security purposes, but one Tunisian believer tells us,
talking about persecution is very, very hard topic because the constitution provides the freedom, but the society could be hostile against Christians.
Tunisia is taking baby steps toward democracy, becoming the first country in North Africa to seek the protection of religious freedom.
Citizenship is not based on religion. Citizenship is about the dignity that is given to every citizen in a country, no matter to which religion he belongs to.
Media provides an important avenue to discuss religious freedom and more. Speaking through an interpreter, another Muslim background believer says,
media is helping the church have a voice outside these walls and exposed to society.
The process hasn't always been easy. When this believer started working in the media field several years ago,
Christians were scared or under the influence of others who told them not to work with us in the media. But I prayed and I said to God, if this is your will, please help us.
Today, some believers will boldly discuss their faith on channels like Sat7. Pray these testimonies introduce many people to the hope that only Christ can offer. And media plays an important role in children's ministry, too. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says she wanted to develop something for kids, but lacked the necessary skills. Then the Lord introduced her to Judy, a children's evangelist.
When Judy joined our team, she was able to extrapolate things that she has used live, and we created a 6-part series.
At the end of 2024, IMM began work on a 2D animated series called Red.
It's very loosely based on like Little Red Riding Hood. A redheaded girl goes in the forest and animals try to dissuade her from her quest. And she remembers verses from her Aunt Louise that help her persevere and keep going.
Animation interns and experts joined the IMM team from Europe, South America, and the Middle East.
It's so cool to work on these projects and feel like God is bringing the team together.
The team hopes Red will make the gospel come alive for kids in hard-to-reach places. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.